And do you recall any black teachers being at the integrated schools when you went?
When I first went to the integrated school, there were no black teachers. When the schools actually merged in about 67, there were a few black teachers, but very few. And I do recall that the principal, Mr. McDougall from Lincoln High School, when the schools merged, he became the assistant principal. And I think the biggest shock in the community was that beloved Coach Pierman, who had won all kinds of state championships in the segregated Lincoln School, I think he became an assistant coach. Right. And when they merged the schools, the mascot was the Chapel Hill High mascot, which was the Wildcat. I think in recent years they've now changed it back to the Tigers, but essentially everything about Lincoln High School was erased. And now that I think about it, it's almost comparable to the whole slave trade, actually, during the Middle Passage, particularly in North America. The purpose was to erase people's connections to Africa. They mixed the slaves up from different groups so they couldn't communicate with one another. Now, it didn't happen like that. But the fact is that when you merge these two schools, and all of the symbols from one school were just completely taken away. Right. And everybody was reduced to a subservient position. So I don't, yeah, that's what I do recall.
I recall Bob Gilgore telling us about how the archives from Lincoln High and all the sports trophies and all the mementos that had been saved were actually put in a dumpster somewhere. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's what I was saying earlier. It's just there was a deliberate attempt, and I'm not sure if people did it consciously. I just think that the racism was so deeply embedded that everybody, believe, including blacks, believed that the best way was to start in a whole new system. But their idea of that was to get rid of all that was black, all that came from the black system.